Jason Lewis, who is in a great race to pick up a Republican seat, so very important. And join us, talk a little bit about the president coming and how things are going. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Boy, the attacks are starting to come in against us from the usual liberal bloggers. And I'm telling you, that means only one thing, my friend. We are neck and neck in a tight race. And that's why the president's coming, and that's why we're doing so well in the middle of a 10-day road trip swing. And I tell you, things never look better, Scott.
What do you know about the president's trip? What do you expect up there tomorrow?
Well, I don't know how they're going to stop. You know, the thousands are going to come. It's going to be in a hangar, fortunately, so they'll have room for people. But I think it's going to get a great turnout. I can't remember the last time a president has been in Beltrami County, Minnesota. So this is really good news for northern Minnesota. Obviously, Enbridge will be a big topic, and energy independence and getting Enbridge Line 3, a $2 billion investment of a dilapidated pipeline built in the 60s, operating at 50% capacity, 8,600 jobs. Who would be against it? Well, I think you know. Green New Deal, Tina Smith, and Democrats.
That story there reminds me of something like the Minneapolis police story today, which is my favorite one of the day. The city council meeting and hand-wringing about crimes up, and, you know, where are the cops? Well, maybe they took your message seriously when you said you wanted to defund them, and, you know, you were hating on them in the middle of an awful condition.
You want, I mean, look, the Justice in Policing Act by Kamala Harris and Tina Smith wants to take away their immunity, their sovereign immunity. So that means they're going to get sued personally for any arrest. Right? What do you think they're going to do? You've got black chiefs of police resigning all over the country. You have African-American neighborhoods under siege. You have a city council that says defund and then ask where the police are. And then the best one, Scott, is, well, come on now. They're just peaceful protests. Oh, the estimate for damages is now running between $1 and $2 billion. That sounds peaceful, real peaceful, doesn't it?
Peaceful protest. But it's the same thing on Line 3, you know, like the idea of, hey, we want to protect our water. Okay, here's an aging line that, you know, will be better, obviously. It's a new line. It'll be safer. It'll be, you know, everything something new is. And they stop that. What do they want the price of gas to be, $10 a gallon? I mean, how do they think
it
gets?
No, they want no gas. Their idea of an energy policy is no energy. That's what they want. That's what the Green New Deal wants, because the world's going to explode in 12 years, according to Ocasio-Cortez. So these people have lost it. And understand, too, the state's largest refinery, the one I represented in the 2nd District, gets all of its crude to refine by how? Pipeline.
Yeah. It sort of makes sense. Tell me a little bit about your sense of the momentum. I mean, obviously, with a couple of polls there in the president's race and your race, this race was tightening. A lot of people now paying attention. Is that momentum continuing?
It sure is. I mean, I've been traveling greater Minnesota again this week, and it's all over, whether you're counting signs or the number. We were in St. Cloud last night, had a great group of people together, 40 strong. The fundraising's picking up. Obviously, the polls are all coming in line. Look, I just think people have come to the conclusion correctly that Minnesota is now a state in play for the presidency and the U.S. Senate. And it's good, because we're going to have to flip more than one state, like Alabama. We need another state to flip, and this is the best one.
So I've been told that they're expecting like 15,000 people in Bemidji. And I know that 15, yes. And I don't, again, this is people requesting, you know, the ability to go there. You know, it's outdoors, so I don't know why, you know, I know the governor put out an edict to, my favorite is both campaigns. Well, yeah, the Biden campaign could take a limit of 25 people. You know, they don't get anybody,
right.
And they don't care. They don't put them anywhere. So, you know.
The Biden campaign smacks of a Zoom, HR on Zoom, right? A Zoom meeting for HR people. It's a bore, and this is not going to be that. You know, maybe Joe Biden, once he declares martial law for mask wearing, can fine everybody. I don't know, but I think the president is a little bit frustrated with the restrictions on the freedom to assemble.
And should there be a freedom to assemble outside?
Well, not according to the governor, and that's why we sued him, and we just got off the Zoom meeting with a judge hearing our case.
Yeah. it doesn't end. But anyway, folks, get up there, enjoy it. It's going to be a blast. And my favorite historian for Beltrami County is Bill Batchelder from Bemidji Woolen Mills.
Oh, yeah.
He says no president ever has come to Bemidji. I don't know where they're digging that up, but
that could be.
Either way, it's a historic day for sure. All right, Jason, we'll talk to you soon. Just checking in and remind folks to follow Jason on Twitter at Lewis for Minnesota. And the website is?
Lewis4MN.com.
And the mother's milk of politics is television ads, radio ads.
You got it.
Getting your voice out there, and that's why you need to donate, folks, to make that happen. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
You bet, Scott. See you next time. Bye-bye.